Timothy 4, 7 through 10. Have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise to the present life and also for the life to come. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Command and teach these things. I love this. The 1 Timothy 4, the verse 8 is actually my business motto. It's what I post on all my banners and cards and stickers and everything. And it's not just because I'm a Christian I should slap a fish or a Bible verse on my business, but the way I model my workouts, how I train people, the mindset I try to give to people is truly this verse. I mean, this whole passage. But for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also the life to come. I love teaching that, and you can take that with anything that you're into. If you're not into working out, well, you're into playing video games, or you're into whatever, some kind of sports or some kind of music or something. All that stuff is good. But training ourselves and disciplining ourselves to be holy and to draw near to God, and that's a value it in every way, because it holds promise to this life as well as the life to come. So we practice holiness and we continue our sanctification because it's going to do good for us, it's going to do good for others, and it's going to glorify God more in this life. But you best believe when this life is over, that's what's most important, and that's what we're training ourselves for. We are getting ready for that eternal stretch that is going to never end, and we will be with Christ in paradise forever. So that's good stuff. So go on today and continue to grow, continue to discipline, train yourself. Whatever it takes to get your mind on Christ more and more. Set your hearts right. Father God, I lift up the people hearing my voice right now, whomever's listening. I pray that they go on today and glorify your name in all that they do. That they grow in knowledge, they grow in wisdom, they grow in your word, they grow in your truth. They grow in their love and their faith in you. That all this stuff is an action in their life, not just a warm, fuzzy thought, but a real action to doing good and for others and glorifying you in all of it. Lord, soften our hearts today. Give us wisdom when we speak. Send the Holy Spirit to guide our footsteps. And we thank you for this day. In Jesus' holy name, amen.